Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 3-4 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is the publisher of the Bottom Line Publications, Bottom Line Personal, which comes out twice a month. Is that right, Sarah? Sarah, are you there?
I am here.
There
can
she
you hear
is.
Me?
Yeah, is does your Bottom Line
Bottom
personal,
Line is twice a month.
Twice a month, Sarah
but
Heiner.
But I am president.
President, okay, there you go.
I'm the big cheese.
The king biscuit. The queen biscuit, I should say. Hey, Sarah, yes. Thanks. Welcome back. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you. I'm always thrilled to be here.
Folks, I got all these publications here. They're so beautiful. Bottom Line, Know It All, 2016 calendar, the Bottom Line Yearbook, 2015. Got my 2016 here. They're beautiful books. You need to find out what these guys got going on. Sarah, in your Bottom Line Personal, there was a piece in there that really was written by Angela Duckworth about the secret to success.
And I was talking about grit.
I was teasing my audience about that. I said, You think it's brain power? You think it's education? You think it's capital? You think it's what do you think it is? And I said, if you're a successful small business owner, you might not know what it is, but I know you have plenty of it.
Well, it's grit. I mean, it really. There have been so many studies in so many different ways about, you know, natural born intelligence versus, I'll call it, heart, motivation, grit. Angela Duckworth does talk about grit, which she says is a combination of perseverance and passion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting that heart and motivation, right, when you really want something, and then the stick-to-itiveness to be able to see
there's
it
one
done.
There's one other element, Sarah, and I've been talking about that myself a lot, and I really believe this is huge. It's critical. It's as important as the other two. And that is an absolute non-negotiable belief in yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't believe, there are times when your business, your customers, your employees, your products, your vendors, your bank, it'll be days when every one of those will let you down. Why would you come back tomorrow?
Yeah, no, it's true. And she talks about the fact that, you know, and that's one of the hardest things to be able to have. Some people have their passion. Some people have their motivation. But to be able to stand up and come back tomorrow in the face of difficulties, and you and I have mm-hmm. talked a lot about the challenges that face us every day as small business owners or any size owners, right, that you can face another day, and it's lonely, and do it on your own. And even whether you like either of the presidential candidates, the two of them, what they keep coming back from every day with the attacks from every corner.
It's grit.
Total grit.
No
Either
question.
Grit or fantasy land, and I'm not sure which.
Well, some of it's also ego, and that's one thing you got to remember. That's part of it for the politicians is ego.
Well, it may be true, but same thing. I mean, how can you stand up every day to the kinds of challenges and fights that they have, right?
Yeah.
Without doing it.
Now, they're
and
tough
actually,
people. They're
pardon?
Tough people, and nobody's tougher for a sprint and a campaign is this, when you consider being a business owner for 30 or 40 years, a campaign is a sprint. So in terms of a sprint, those people have the grit. There's no question about that. I hadn't thought about that, but they do. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, you know, some people think, oh no, I can't really do it. I've got the passion. I got the motivation. But the perseverance can be a little bit hard. Some people will wimp out. You know, it'll get a little tough, and they'll go, I don't want to do this anymore. And actually, we talk about in the article that you can develop grit. And it takes practice. It takes commitment, but it's developable. And we'll call it in three
steps.
Well,
yeah, and one of the ways you do that is by continuing to benefit from your experiences.
If you continue to get feedback.
Right.
But she, even just to start, you know, like if you go, well, I'm really not sure I can do it. She says, pick one thing every day. Pick something to do each day, right? So you pick one thing that's really hard, some goal you want to accomplish. And I'm not saying a different thing every day. Literally, it's I want to learn to play the piano. I want to run a marathon. Whatever it is, you pick something You have to pick it. No one else picks it for you. What is it that you want to accomplish? And it requires daily and deliberate practice.
Well, and it's also one of the things I call learning how to define success in more ways than one. There were days when I felt like my business failed. I didn't bring in enough business, but I had enough cash to make a real estate payment.
Mm-hmm.
I took a victory lap on that payment.
Well, it's true. And I've had many conversations. You know, the whole publishing industry is just reading another article this morning about the challenges of print publishing.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to a bunch of transformation experts recently, yeah, being sure that we're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And they really talked about how, you know, success is, did you move the ball today?
That's exactly right. Right? It's huge. That's a big part of it. Hold on to that thought. Give us a website quickly, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com.
There it is. Quick break. Stay with us. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.